Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzu G just making a video about Zelensky is corrupt. What else is new? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and you're taking down notes because this guy is a corrupt piece of shit. Yes, this guy stole like $100 million and he gave to one of his friends and his friend dipped out. Yeah, let me go bring up the clip so you could enjoy.
Zelensky has committed one of the biggest corruption scandals in the history of Europe. Zelensky gave $100 million to one of his closest business partners.
Yeah, what was that sign? Ooh, take the money and run. Ooh, yeah. Yes, you wonder where this guy goes? Oh, yes, let's go find out where this fuckface goes, right?
An owner of an energy company, and after receiving the $100 million, he fled to Israel.
Who would have thought this dumb baboon goes to Israel? Gee, I guess they're never going to get that money back, right? Hopefully my government, damn it, yeah, my government paid for that shit, so my money went to this guy. Fun times indeed, but let's continue.
The top Ukrainian ministers are submitting their resignations, and protests are slamming the country right now. Thousands are in the street demanding an election, or either Zelensky literally stepped down.
Gee, I wonder, is this the end of the grift? Is it? Is it maybe? Well, I don't know, are they gonna crucify this dude? That'll be fun if they do, but let's continue.
The EU is calling this extremely unfortunate. $100 million from foreign aid down the drain and his inner circle is corrupted. Zelensky claims he had nothing to do with it, though bank transfers prove $100 million straight from his account.
Okay, Ben, so they got all this evidence of this dude being so corrupt and so fucked up. Are they going to do anything about this dude? No, everybody's going to get off and then they're not going to do shit to him. He might just get exiled. Yeah, nah, this fool's gonna be walking away scot-free. Nah, fucking bad guys do win. Yep, the world is controlled by bad guys, so that's the world that we live in. So what can you do? Well, revolution time, right? I guess. Let's continue.
Now, news articles are saying that this could lead to a military defeat against Russia.
Hey, that's pretty cool. You win without even fighting, right? You win because they ran out of money, so fuck it, I guess. Whatever, a win's a win, I guess.
Zelensky has yet to even launch an audit to find out where this money went, because the money has already fled to Israel, all $100 million.
Oh, okay, so all these people are mad. What are they gonna do about it? I bet you they ain't gonna do shit. This fucking cocksucker's over there in Israel doing his fucking bullshit, molesting all these fucking kids, and everybody gets a big ol' fuck you. Yeah, nobody's people are gonna go to jail. Nobody's gonna hang for this shit. Yep, it's just gonna go under the rug and everybody's gonna go, oopsie, fell for it again award. Well, fuck you, guy. Well, let's continue.
EU is asking Ukraine to do a self-evaluation before membership. It's time for Zelensky to step down now. Follow for more.
No, they're fucked. Nobody's gonna change that shit. Ukraine is gone. All that money is gone. That little fucking creep stole it all. Yes. And then the fucking US and the fucking world got to pay the bills. Yeah. These motherfuckers are worthless pieces of shit. But that's the world that we live in. We let all these people fuck in the ass. Yeah, we get fucked in the ass because we're fucking cuckolds and we love getting sodomized. Apparently. But what can we do as a society? Well, we should crucify these people. We won't, because fucking everybody's a fucking weak little pussy. So yeah, that's the world that we live in. We get fucked in the ass and everything gets blown up, right? Especially assholes. So yeah, that's how it is, friends. Well, fuck these motherfuckers. Just get strong, like I say, because war is around the corner and it's already here, right, friends? It's gonna land in our fucking laps. Just wait and see. Well, anyways, just get stronger, friends, so when this shit does come to you, you can repel it. Alright, friends? Well, goodbye.
Growing up, I had three dads. Three rabbis, three comedians, three protectors. They taught me how to shine, on stage, in life, and in faith. Now it's my turn to protect.
We're proud of you, D.